Yesterday, we posted that more detail had been added to the Regents' agenda for their meetings next week. However, one item that remains without added detail is the discussion of UCLA's move to the Big Ten. As of this morning, when you click on that topic, you get an error message rather than a report. Meanwhile, an article, also appearing yesterday, in the New York Times suggests that the Regents don't have a lot of wiggle room regarding this matter. Basically, the athletics program at UCLA needs the added revenue. If the Regents try to void the deal, or siphon off money to help Berkeley, they create new problems. Excerpt from the Times. Crowds have continued to be so barren at the Rose Bowl in Pasadena, California, that UCLA has averaged only 36,241 fans in six home games, despite the university routinely giving away tens of thousands of tickets. The embarrassment of so many empty seats has become so acute that six sections near each end zone are covered by powder blue tarps, tightening the 91,136-person seating capacity by more than one-third. But UCLA's struggle for football relevance has had consequences far beyond crowd aesthetics. As college athletics are increasingly driven by billions in football television rights, there may be no better example of how an athletic department's health is tied to the fortunes of its football team. Thus, even as UCLA's storied men's basketball team has returned to national prominence, and as a well-rounded athletic program with 119 team national championships has continued its broad success, football's shortcomings have torpedoed UCLA's athletic finances. By the end of the 2021 fiscal year, its shortfall had exceeded $103.1 million, according to the school's statement of revenues and expenses. The financial fall for UCLA has been as swift as it has been steep. Just 8 years ago, with a top 10 preseason ranking and a Heisman Trophy candidate at quarterback, Brett Hundley, the Bruins set an attendance record, averaging 76,650 and selling a school record 46,617 season tickets. This year, season tickets have fallen to 23,077, less than half that high water mark. Ticket revenue for football has also dived, falling from just under $20 million in 2014 to $9.2 million for the 2019 season. No fans were permitted in the 2020 season because of the pandemic, and revenue figures for last season have not been reported. Donations to the athletic program have declined for two consecutive years, falling to $8.4 million for the 2021 fiscal year, which included the 2020 football season. In the 2019 fiscal year, donations were $16.4 million. Efforts in recent years to fill empty seats by giving away huge blocks of free tickets haven't worked. According to data released through a public records request, the school gave away an average of nearly 25,000 free tickets per game in 2019 and 2021. When UCLA drew 52,578 fans against Oklahoma in 2019, it gave away 39,202 tickets for that game. And last season, when the Bruins upset Louisiana State before 68,123, it gave away 29,279 tickets. Those free tickets show that even though UCLA's attendance in 2019 and 2021 are the lowest since moving to the Rose Bowl, the bottom line has been even worse. Tickets sold accounted for less than 80% of the announced attendance in both seasons. Attendance, and its impact on UCLA's bottom line, is apparently a touchy subject in the athletic department. Martin Jarmond, the athletic director, has declined three interview requests from the New York Times in the last 15 months. In July, Jarmond declined an interview request to discuss the move to the Big Ten because an athletic department spokesman, Scott Markley, said he had already addressed the matter. Jarmond, who makes $1.4 million per year, declined an interview request last week about football attendance because he was not interested in rehashing old news, Markley said in an email, adding, "Perhaps we can make something happen later this winter." Markley also declined to make available athletic department marketing and ticketing officials for an interview.